The news is read by Susan Jackson.
The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier and the United Kingdom's Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay are meeting in Brussels this morning amid signs that a deal on the withdrawal agreement could be reached before the end of the month. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson released a joint statement following their meeting yesterday in which they said they could see a pathway to a possible deal. There are no clear details yet on the elements of any breakthrough. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
The sudden outbreak of optimism yesterday leaves as many questions as answers. The three-hour meeting focused on customs, the question of consent and bilateral relations post-Brexit. The UK has insisted that Northern Ireland leave the EU's customs union, meaning customs checks on the island of Ireland. Dublin has insisted there can be no customs border or related checks and controls on the island. Squaring that circle appears to have pushed the talks process to the limit. But something happened during the meeting yesterday which will, it seems, allow the negotiations to pick up, with the Taoiseach saying a deal could be within reach by the end of the month. All eyes will be on Steve Barclay, the Brexit Secretary. He's expected to bring forward new ideas based on what was discussed yesterday. And if Michel Barnier believes they are the basis of our deepening talks, then he will advise member states to that effect. It's understood the Commission was kept fully informed of developments and it has not shifted its red lines. So the margin for manoeuvre seems small and the prospect of one side or another getting politically hurt seems a realistic possibility. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
In an interview with the BBC last night, the Northern Secretary Julian Smith said no one political party in Northern Ireland would be allowed to veto any deal that might be reached. Mr. Smith was responding to concern from some Northern Ireland political parties that the British government's proposals would give the DUP a final say on post-Brexit arrangements.
I'm not going to go into detail on the negotiation, but what I can tell you it doesn't mean is a veto for one community over any element of this. We have to have regard to the Good Friday Agreement and have a regard for the need to have a cross-community approach to how we resolve this.
The central bank has warned that under a no-deal Brexit, Ireland's economy could go into recession next year and unemployment could rise to almost 7%. The projections are contained in the bank's latest quarterly bulletin. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
The central bank has delivered its first detailed forecast for what the economy might look like under a disorderly no-deal Brexit. The bank believes the worst impact will be felt in the early part of next year. It expects disruption to trade at ports and the imposition of tariffs to hit exporters, particularly in the agri-food sector. It also expects the price of many imported consumer goods, like cereals and processed foods, to rise due to both tariffs and higher transport costs. Economic growth will be reduced to just 0.8%, but the underlying position of the economy will slip into recession. The unemployment rate is forecast to rise from 5.3% today to just under 7% by 2021. However, the bank does forecast that the economy will begin to recover in 2021, but warns Brexit will have a long-term impact.
International charity organisations are warning of a humanitarian crisis in Kurdish-controlled northeastern Syria, where the Turkish military is waging an air and ground offensive. The Norwegian Refugee Council has said that hundreds of thousands of people are in danger. The United Nations estimates that 70,000 civilians have been displaced since Turkey began its incursion 2 days ago. Kurdish leaders say the decision of US President Donald Trump amounts to a blatant betrayal, having fought as allies with US troops against Islamic State forces. Mr. Trump denies that his decision gave Turkey a green light to begin the offensive and has suggested that he could lead a mediation between Turkey and the Kurds. Addressing a rally of his supporters in Minneapolis, Mr. Trump indicated that he wouldn't take military action.
We don't have any soldiers there because we've left. We won. We left. Take a victory, United States. We left. Take a victory. Take a victory.
A search operation is resuming for a fisherman missing around Dunmanis Bay in West Cork. The alarm was raised after the man in his 20s failed to return to port on Wednesday evening. Wreckage of a boat has been located near the coastline. And the time now is 5.5 minutes past 8.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Working on a construction site? Stay clear of overhead wires and underground cables. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
Rain in the southeast will clear quickly this morning. There'll be sunny spells and showers. The showers will be most frequent near western and northwestern coasts with long dry spells. Highest temperatures will range from 12 to 15 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest winds veering westerly will reach gale force for a time today on coastal waters from Rossall Point to Malin Head to Fairhead.